I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The city of Nashville is acquiring 300 acres of forest land at Beeman Park to protect the land and expand one of the city's largest green spaces. The new land was formerly used for private hunting. It includes creeks, meadows, and portions of the Highland Rim Forest. The project builds on the conservation mindset that first motivated the community to establish the park in the 1990s. Here's an archival clip of longtime Beeman supporter Nancy Dorman in 1999.
Do this because you're trying to take care of that little piece of green, and because when those people do come out, they're going to have an experience that's just like no other.
The project costs more than $6 million, with the money coming from a combination of the Conservation Fund, Metro, the Tennessee Heritage Conservation Trust Fund, and the namesake Beeman family. Mayor Freddie O'Connell said in a press release that the expansion isn't just about making the park bigger, it's also adding to a forest that helps cool the air and reduce illness. A Tennessee congressman has said he would like to see a federal ban on flock cameras. Representative Tim Burchett has introduced legislation that would prohibit federal agencies from using the camera systems. According to WVLT in Knoxville, the bill would also outlaw federal dollars spent on the equipment. The cameras, which read license plates and collect other data, are frequently used by police departments in Middle Tennessee. Right now, Burchett's bill is in the beginning stages of legislation. It's been referred to the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN.